afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listen so soon. Bringing the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Thank you, Isaiah. I very much appreciate it. I wish that was, you know, they make those whiskey and cokes in cans now. I don't know if anyone's ever tried that. This is actually a Limoncello LaCroix, the best flavor, might I add. The only good flavor, though I haven't had any other ones, nor would I need to when I'm already drinking the best. Yes, it is. It is Tuesday afternoon as I sit here and record this, 5:14 local time. And you might be thinking to yourself, Trent, Tuesday, I thought these come out on Monday. Well, one of my good friends whom I work with, he often will say to me, wow, I'm surprised at how early you get the podcast out on Mondays. I'm surprised I haven't gotten shit from him about not having the podcast out yet. And typically, when I have something recorded, when I have something ready to go, I'm able to have it scheduled and have it out first thing in the morning for all of you to listen to at any point in the day. But I'll be honest, time just got away from me this past week. It really did, even through the weekend. And I really didn't do anything semi-productive over the weekend. Though Leanne and I did have a very nice... We haven't really had like a date night in a while. We've kind of just been watching our financials and everything. You know, the adult things. And so we went out for a very nice date night on Sunday, which was great to spend quality time together and everything. Listen, I mean, if you're not already doing that, spend quality time with those that you love. Whether that's a spouse or another significant other that you have, maybe it's family. It doesn't have to be a significant other. Family, friends. Spend time with your loved ones. My thoughts and prayers are currently with the Hendricks family back home from the Grand Rapids area because, long story short, he had a... Mike is his name. Had... I believe he had a stroke, maybe? I don't fully remember all the details right now, but I will actually share that GoFundMe on the Trent Speaks page. And if you are able to donate any sort of financial contribution to them, that would be greatly appreciated. They're in Mayo Clinic right now. Their kids are off with some other folks who, and they don't fully understand what's happening right now, but Mike did go through some surgery and everything this past weekend, and I of course hoping and praying that he is okay. And I'll be honest, I'm not even sure how I got on that topic, and sometimes it goes that way, right? When I don't really know what road I'm going to go down. Oh, I was talking about spending time with your loved ones, because you never know when something may happen. I do want to tell you that I need to stop promising you things that aren't going to happen, apparently. I told you I thought Leanne would be here this week to talk about the Banff trip. However, just with her work schedule and everything, the one night that I asked her where she wasn't working, she was like, not really in the mood. I'm like, well, I can see where this is going to go. Even right before I just sat down and recorded the podcast, I again asked her, I said, well, I don't know what I should talk about for this week. And of course, something came to me in between actually hitting record and having that conversation with her. But I said, we still need to do our BAMF thing. And she's like, oh, yeah, we will. Let's plan on doing that. So I really have, I mean, at this point, like I'm not even going to predict when's going to happen. I was actually thinking about, I do need to make a post and a call for guests. So I'll try and get a call for guests out. And, if you would like to be a guest, you hear me say this all the time, but seriously, if you'd like to be a guest, whether you've been a guest before or not, like, yeah, I mean, look at how many times we've had a couple different people on. I think Kyle is a repeat offender, if you will. He is a repeat guest on the podcast. I'm trying to think who else. Obviously, Leanne is a repeat guest, though even though I live with her, she can be unreliable when it comes to being a guest, as we are all learning. But yeah, if you'd like to be a guest, reach out to me if you know someone. Reach out to them or reach out to me and I'll reach out to them. But we'll get some more people on the podcast here shortly. I do want to talk about, as I sit and stare at piles of things on the ground right now, I do want to talk about decluttering your life. And before I get into that, I do want to say thank you to those of you that reached out from the podcast last week. I know that people are still reaching out, every now and again as they actually are able to listen to the episode. And I've said this before, I'll say it again, but the purpose of those episodes isn't a cry for help by any means. I do, as I prefaced last week, I do think that it's important for me to stay real with you and to stay genuine, just as I had always intended to, serving the purpose of this podcast. Because I also want my guests to be very real with us. I want them to be able to open up. And I believe the more that I am representative of that on the podcast, I hope that that would then, you know, translate to guests understanding that what this platform truly can be and how this can really truly be a safe space to air out any grievances or air out any thoughts or anything like that. All right. Decluttering your life. Here's what I want to talk about. And it may be ever brief, but of course, you know, every time I say that, goes to the wayside. But we are currently, you know, it's almost like a spring cleaning, but not, because it's not spring. But we're going through currently and just kind of purging stuff, trying to get rid of things that we really don't need anymore to, quote unquote, declutter our lives. And I do know, actually, that cleaning out and getting rid of some of those excess things is supposed to help with anxiety. And one of the things that I did, you know, very early on in my meetings with my counselor that I'm currently seeing, was I created a list. And this list, let me see if I can find what it hits. This list was trying to hit one, if not multiple, of these things that's supposed to help, you know, with your anxiety and kind of distract you in a way. I'm not doing this justice at all. But they were, and maybe I've talked about them before, they were creativity, social connection, emotional well-being, cognitive health, and physical agility. So what I did is I looked at these and I created a list that might meet like two, if not more, of these. And that's supposed to help your body and decrease anxiety or something like that. So I created this list, and actually it's right here on the ground. Oh, the dog's through that list all the way across the room, it looks like. Let's go pick that list up. Oh no. I'm looking at a different list that they threw across the room. So anyway, some things that were on my list, for example, were walking outside, right? Because walking outside, especially if I do it with Leanne, that would be a social connection. But even doing it by myself could be cognitive health. It's definitely emotional well-being and physical agility. Boom. Another example was actually, I did put on here, cleaning and organizing. Physical agility, you're moving around to do that. Emotional well-being, you're getting rid of some of that stuff. And again, if Leanne and I are doing this together, social connection. I'll throw one more off my list, I don't mind. Curling, because curling has been a thing that I've still been involved in and I thoroughly enjoy. And actually, I'm getting better and better each week. Last week, I throw first. And so there are four of us on a team. We each throw two rocks. I'm playing against the other team. And actually, two of my rocks, mind you, I threw first. So that means 14 other rocks were thrown after mine. And my two rocks counted for points, which was really cool. But I mean, right there, you're hitting social connection, physical agility, creativity, because you have to, you know, just like in terms of shots or thinking about strategy. So maybe that's something you do. Maybe you create a list of different things. But again, decluttering, you know, cleaning and organizing, it's supposed to help you with anxiety. So I've heard and I've been told. And sometimes it's hard to let go. And I think when I think about letting go, I think about, you know, letting go of the past and not holding on to things that have happened or things that have been done or thoughts that have been had. Truly trying to let go and to move on. And so sometimes that means getting rid of things, decluttering. So for example, just moments ago before I hit record on this podcast, I just got rid of papers that I had from college back in graduation year of 2014. So these are 8 years old and they were just, you know, like little award things about different leadership programs that I was in and the completion of those. I had a community service little certificate from when I went to Thailand back in 2013. So this is stuff that I've had that like is really great, but it's stuff that I can remember I participated in without having a piece of paper to tell me that I did so. Or what else did I just get rid of? I mean, I had a whole grocery bag of papers that I ended up purging and clearing out. I was even getting rid of some notebooks that have zero emotional connection. I've just been sitting in a box for, I couldn't even tell you how long they were sitting in that box, but it took a lot for me to get rid of them. Oh, the last thing that I'll mention that I got rid of recently was rocks. And this one makes me laugh. Let me see what Leanne's doing real quick. Leanne, can you come in here for a second? And she's in the middle of making dinner right now, so I'm not sure how long she'll stay in here. Leanne, do you have a second?
Let's go.
Okay, let's talk about the rocks.
What about the rocks?
So what was wrong with keeping the rocks?
They're literally just extra weight.
And so you don't like the rocks?
You don't even know what they're from.
No, I know what they're from, but that's the...
Okay.
That's the thing, is I knew what they were from, but you still didn't care. She waved her hands and left. And so hopefully you were able to catch that. I was trying to turn it up because she was just standing there, but... Again, one thing that holds value to one person or has some sort of memory attached to one person may not mean a single thing to the other person. But what is that doing? Like, is it really necessary? Again, looking at those rocks, I know that I went to a mine that no longer exists because the rocks I have mineral in them still. Like, you can tell what they would have mined out of that rock. And even talking to my mom the other day, she goes, why don't you just keep because I maybe had 7 or 8 of them. She says, why don't you just keep one of them? And you can put it on your windowsill or something in your office just so that you, like, still have one, but you get rid of the other ones. So I kept throwing them off the balcony into the little rock pile next to our apartment. So, yeah, I mean, just try and think of stuff that's going to keep you busy. That's going to, you know, meet those quote-unquote requirements of either creativity and or social connection and or emotional well-being, cognitive health, physical agility. So don't hesitate to declutter your life and see how things change. Thank you, everyone, for listening to yet another week of the Trent Speaks podcast. We will actually be off next week, so there will be no episode dropping. There will be no episode dropping on 7/25. I will actually be out of town on a golf trip. So best of luck to me. And I can't wait for you to tune back in on August 1st. In 2 weeks. Until next time, everyone, keep it real, keep it sassy, and I appreciate you for listening.